A Town Square Media Station. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Chad Robison. Topping our report this hour, in case you missed it, advocates for congestion pricing in Manhattan are pushing back against critics at a rally today. Transportation advocacy groups and New York elected officials gathered at the George Washington Bridge with the federal government soon set to announce a decision on the plan. Last month, influenza was spreading like wildfire in Jersey, but flu has now dropped down to low and moderate levels across the state. Dr. Ed Lifshitz of the Jersey Health Department says this is good news, but it does not necessarily mean flu season will soon be over.
Flu seasons are notoriously unpredictable. Certainly the hope is that it'll be leaving and not coming back, but unfortunately it can, and that's exactly what did happen last year.
He adds the XBB Kraken COVID variant has not been as bad as feared. COVID hospitalizations are dropping and Jersey's triple demic threat is fading. The U.S. Surgeon General says 13 is too young for kids to be on social media, and Jersey experts agree. Dr. Gary Small, psychiatry chair at Hackensack University Medical Center, says social media is habit-forming, and these kids are still developing mentally.
There's a link between use of social media, sense of isolation, depression. Kids, particularly girls, become more sensitive to social pressure.
But, he adds, it's hard to just declare an age is ready for social media. All kids are different. Tomorrow, we'll talk about ways to handle your kids' social media use. An iconic landmark on the North Jersey landscape is coming down after standing for almost six decades, promoting its brand of cookies and crackers across the region. Crews are beginning to tear down the Nabisco factory in Fairlawn last fall after its owner announced it was relocating its production facilities. The plant's tower with a giant Nabisco sign will be imploded in late March or early April. A trans, non-binary Broadway star is declining consideration for the Tony Awards in the gendered categories. Playbill reports Justin David Sullivan, who's starring in And Juliet, is not comfortable being categorized as either a male or female. In a statement, the Tony Awards says it recognizes the issue and says it's discussing how to best address it. Just how cold and windy will it get this weekend? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
All Jersey, all the time.
I don't change my radio from 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5.
5 News Time, 7:04. Now New Jersey 101.5 fast traffic.
If you're traveling on the southbound parkway in Ocean County, we're looking at just a little bit of volume as you approach the Barnegat Tolls with an ongoing accident investigation. Northbound approaching the Driscoll Bridge, watch out for a broken down car in one of the far right-hand lanes. And farther up the line, we're a little bit slow from 143 up towards exit 145. 280 westbound, that's slow into and across the Stickle Drawbridge. Out towards exit 14 in Newark, once you're west of exit 14, we're in pretty good shape. The turnpike does have construction northbound as you approach exit number 3. One lane is out of service. 23 southbound in Wayne, just before Interstate 80 and Route 46. There's a fully engulfed vehicle fire, and one lane is out of service. Traffic every 15 minutes. Your next report at 7:18. I'm Mike Barker on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 7:05.
At New Jersey 101.5, weekdays we talk. And weekends, we rock.
Like a drifter, I was born to walk along.
Jersey's greatest hits, plus fast traffic and instant weather. Listen every weekend on our app, NJ1015.com, and your smart speaker.
The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather, partly to mostly cloudy for tonight, so we'll turn out brisk. We could see a snow shower toward dawn in the northwest hills as some Arctic air slides in. Lows will be in the 20s. Once that Arctic air starts to move in, it's going to be blustery and sharply colder tomorrow. Despite sunshine, temperatures will fall from the 30s into the 20s during the afternoon. Then windy and bitterly cold heading into tomorrow night. We'll have a mainly clear sky. Lows will be in the single digits to around 10. Wind chills dropping below zero as winds will still be gusting at times close to, if not not over 30 miles per hour. Now, the wind will ease up some on Saturday. It will still be very cold despite sunshine. Highs will be in the 20s. Temperatures rise Saturday night, and then much milder Sunday with more clouds. Highs will get well into the 40s. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
Phillipsburg, 32. Clayton, 34. Berkeley Heights, 34. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5.